And what is up, fellow conspiracy junkies and truth seekers? So, if there was ever an episode to leave your feelings at the effing door, it would be this episode. So much so that if I was to put this entire episode out here on this platform that you're listening to it on, whether it be Apple, Spotify, iHeart, one of those, it would get me taken off. So, with that being said, you're going to get an hour and some change of great, great content. However, if you want the full juicy part of it, you are going to have to go over to Rockfin and catch the end of it there, and you're going to get almost a 3-hour episode because boy did we dive deep. And I was not expecting it. I got railroaded because I had no idea that Hibbler and Stu Peters had put out this film that is on X now. And if you know the film, you know the film. If not, we're going to get into it in this episode. But only on the Rockfin version. So go check that out over there. I'm going to be putting that out there for everybody for free on my Rockfin channel. If you just want censored version, which I hate censoring myself, what I'm simply doing is cutting off before they would kick us the fuck off. So, I mean, it got bad. They came into the StreamYard while we were recording. It's juicy as fuck. So that being said, this is a great episode, and if you don't want to go over to Rockfin and hear all of the shit that could make your little feelers get hurt, then I understand, and you're still going to get a great episode by listening to this right here on Apple. If you decide, maybe I just want a little see, you know, and you enjoy this episode up until the point where it cuts off and you're like, fuck it, I'm going to try it. I think you should. I think that people should go listen to this. It's not for everybody, but everybody should absolutely fucking hear this shit. So, that being said, thank you, Sean Hibbler, for coming on, man. You are a legend, and we all love you here in the Truther community. Maybe some people might not after this. Who knows? But you know what? It is what it is, and we keep speaking our truth, whatever that truth may be.
Welcome to White Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
Lizard Illuminati.
A new world order.
Child.
About the world being flat, right?
Was it?
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound crazy, so who cares? But it could totally 100% be true because we know the government lies about every single thing.
Welcome, fellow truthers and conspiracy junkies, to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones. And, you know, I've been saying that it has been cooling down outside, but things just keep heating up around here at White Rabbit. And I'm stoking the fire one more time. I got one of my favorite truth seekers, hashtag fucking warriors, to talk to here. This guy, I've always looked up to him from his video editing to his research and the way that he presents it. This guy is truly in the truth-seeking world. If you haven't heard of him, you better get on board because, motherfuckers, we got Sean Hibbler on board. What is up, bro?
I'm glad I'm back, man. Thanks for having me back. It's been a while, but let's catch up, man.
Yes, definitely. So before I had you on, or the last time that I had you on, you were just finishing up the final touches of Old World Order. And bro,
yeah,
right there. you outdid yourself again. Now, I will say, level with me as far as Flat Earth, it's still my favorite fucking film ever made about Flat Earth. Still holds water, everything about it. Now, People were like, Hitler's not doing the flat earth thing anymore. And I beg to differ, because old world order is just another vein pumping through the heart of this whole thing. And man, I got some questions for you about this movie, bro. But before we get into that, it looked like you had a lot of fun with this one. So you want to just talk about the making of it?
Yeah, man. I want to say hi to your wonderful audience as well. But yeah, this one was really fun because it gave me like this new opportunity. Like, I've been doing Flat Earth for years and years and years, technically since 2016. And when I turned it into full filmmaking mode, no more 9-to-5 mode, just get out there and grind mode, the Flat Earth was fun too, because, you know, I know all this stuff and I'm like, how can I put this together? How can I piece these chapters together in different film settings? And which I think I accomplished that. But with this, it was like, okay, I mean, yeah, I could make a fourth Flat Earth film. There's probably other topics we can do and other experiments we could try. But, you know, I had so many truthers in my ear, like the old world, and a lot of them were saying Tartaria. And so I started looking up Tartaria and I'm like, yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not sure, you know, this one civilization named Tartaria. And then I kind of figured like that might be a honeypot terminology for it, in a sense, where they're just trapping you into this one kind of way of thinking. And then my buddy, Johnny Giampapa, who's been in two out of my three levels, you know, he's just old world, you know, old world all the time. And I'm like, old world. And I'm like, okay, give me the gist of this, Johnny. What's going on? Because I know history's a lie, so I'm not going to, you know, fight you on it, but I want to hear some shit. And, oh, could I swear? Sorry.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. I'm like, oops. Okay. So I'm like, dude, all right. And he gives me his, you know, the idea of it all. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I'm like, cause I'm a man of, I want to shed the light on deception. You know, I want to show lies. Like, look, dude, they lied, and check this out. Opposed to just being like, there were some old buildings and someone lived there before. It's like, I got nothing to work with there in my mind, at least. That's what I thought. So, you know, I initially wasn't really into this rabbit hole, man. And I wasn't against it either. I'm not closed-minded. I was busy thinking about other shit. And I started going down that rabbit hole and it was like Flat Earth all over again. I'm like lost in this. I'm like, wait a minute. So then it became a point where, you know, people were sending me like, oh, check out this a short film about it, or check out these little videos people make. And I'm like, I don't want anyone's influence. This is the same thing I do when I make any film, any topic. I don't want to watch another one or something similar. I don't want someone else's vision in my head or reprogramming me to think the way they think. I'm unbiased. I want to do my own research. I want to look at this myself and have my own angles and my own conclusions. And this is how I came up with it. So I just went in, man. I just went in and I just, you know, went back to the 1890s, started looking at like the Library of Congress, looking at authentic photographs, you know, and I'm seeing this Victoria photography manipulation, and I'm like, whoa, hold on. This is like NASA all over again, seeing the CGI, seeing the strings they're hanging on, and seeing all these glitches, and I'm, you know, it was kind of like that all over again. And I'm like,
so
I gotta interrupt you there because
being a graphic designer and a film editor and everything, like, that's what grabbed me. And how the deception was back then, and it made me even more intrigued on basically these primitive Photoshop techniques, to where I actually want to try to do them myself. But anyways, yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's a good point though, because that's true. That's kind of what this is. What kind of set the tone to start this film was, because I'm like, all right, what's stopping me from going to some of these spots, right? Like, if you think about it, you're like, okay, let me show up there and take a look. That's all I could really do at that time. I'm like, I just want to show up to some of these spots, take a look for myself. I went to San Francisco right away, since that was closer to me when I was in LA. So I'm like, all right, I'll go to San Francisco, and I'm just blown away. I'm like, whoa, hold on. I'm like, none of this shit makes sense, man. I'm like, who would build it? A door, the top of a door frame in the basement. Like, none of it started making sense. And I'm like, why is there no construction? You know, so I'm like, okay, perfect example. I go and I'm like, I see, what was I in New York? I was in New York and I saw the Springer building, right? So I saw the Springer Building is what it's called, and it's a big ass tower. It looks so old and like pristine and like different than anything else. And I'm like, all right, let me see the story on this thing. So being unbiased, as I always am when I'm making a film, I'm just trying to tell the truth. I don't really don't care what side of the truth it lays on. The truth is the fucking truth. I'm going to show it somehow. So I'm investigating this building. Just pick one out. And I believe it says I could be off for a couple – I could be off a year or two, the exact date. But I think it was like built in – or construction started in like 1890. And they completed it in 1891. So when I read that, right, I thought I made a mistake. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. The Dunkin' Donuts down the street from my house is on its fifth year of construction. You know, like, come on. Like, and these guys are fully trained, fully staffed, you know, construction people, full crews. They had years of training in college. They have their certificates, their degrees, their whatever you want to call all that stuff. They're trained. These are people in the 1890s.
Heavy equipment.
Yeah, but these are like donkey riding fucking whatever. Right. And it's like, okay, a year? And I'm outside this building like, there's no – I'm like, okay, I'm interested, Johnny. What's up? You know, like, what are we doing here? This is insane. And then I just kept going. The lies just kept going and going and going. And I'm compiling these lies. I'm compiling these fake photographs of them putting it in the dark room and taking a building out, putting a building in, moving all the shit around. And it was so lazy of them to do it that way. But I think, again, I mean, they don't know, you know, they didn't know then what that there's going to be the internet. They didn't know then that they were going to be caught up, nor would they give a fuck, because they know, like, at that moment, they're faking the shit. Nothing like that exists to be caught. So, and there wasn't much common sense. I mean, we're talking even older than boomers. So, but my point is that like, they knew like, we're going to be dead and gone before anyone catches this type of shit. Right. So,
right.
We caught it. You know, I caught a lot of it. There just probably could have been another section of the film just on construction, the fake shit I saw. And even the ones that kind of look realistic, man, when you run it through, like, just the photo analysis and you kind of look, they got a little nasty creative back in the 1900s, man, early 1900s, with this Victorian photography manipulation. It wasn't all darkroom, in my opinion. I think a lot of it was pencil. Yeah. I think a lot of it was both, too. Kind of like the way NASA will do CGI, or they'll do the real Earth with a fisheye. They'll combine their layers of manipulation to make the final product.
Well, we do the same thing, right? I mean, I use multiple apps and programs when I'm doing stuff, so.
Correct. Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of have to nowadays if you want to, you know, you want the best result. You got to just go to different software and use your skills. But, you know, for the people that are like, well, they didn't have Photoshop back then. Well, no, the software Photoshop came based off this layering process of Victoria manipulation. I mean, that's why I show the real publicized Victoria manipulation photographs in this film, All World Order, is because it's public information. Like, there's a guy holding his own head in a picture. Right. Well, how'd they do that back then? They didn't have Photoshop. Well, it was the same concept. They do the same thing. It's basically manual, with your bare hands, Photoshopping. And they do it in the dark room. But they also would have pencils. So they would, for instance, they would, Victoria, I'll just say photograph manipulation. The photograph manipulation they would do is they would take out, you know, call it the dome of one of these old world buildings, the domes, right? They would manipulate that out of the photo because it's already there. The building's there. This is like right around the World's Fairs when they, and we'll get into that. But they're taking a photo. They're bringing it in the dark room and they're removing the dome. And then they're reprocessing that photograph. So now they're printing out the photograph. That's exactly what you think it looks like. Perfect. Without the dome. And then what they do is they give it to a photographer, or whatever you want to call it, a pencil art guy, who is drawing in the frame of the dome that they're constructing for that picture. And I started noticing these things again, unbiasedly. It's not like, oh, I want this to be true, so my brain's going to just make it true and process it as true no matter what. Like, I went hard to research to make sure. And then what I did, and I'll bring up the World's Fair again, is a lot of people were saying, oh no, the World's Fair, those were temporary buildings. They just threw them up and then they brought them down. I'm like, that already sounds like a bad excuse to take them down. So, you know, but again, I'm like, let me go on this unbiased. Let me see. I'm like, I want to see them building these fucking buildings. That's it. Like, that was my addiction through this whole process of making this film was, I want to see, again, from what we're told, they were slaves that built most of these old world buildings, you know, like,
right, slaves. Right, they were like, slaves.
Yeah, they threw them in prison. They're like, hey, by the way, you're in prison, but because you're in prison, all of you guys get out here and build this prestige, beautiful facility inside and out with no experience and do it better than anyone can do it today. But they have no experience. They're just stupid prisoners, and they pull it off with perfection, according. And make sure that you make 10-foot doorways and huge arches for no reason. Everybody,
yeah, for no reason.
Yeah.
So you showed it in your film. I don't know exactly what building it was, but there was a latch on the door that was a good 15 feet higher than the person that was closing the door. There is no reason to have a latch that big and that high up. I mean,
no. Well, do you know what the official excuse is for all those? Because there's tons of them. There's not just one.
Well, I know that a lot of people. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear. I want to hear your thoughts first.
Well, a lot of people will say that some of those things are just, not anomalies. What do you call it?
Well, paying homage to the Rome, you know, paying homage to the old Rome, you know, like just giving it the love that it deserves, like the architecture style, like giving it homage. It was just for no reason. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't buy that, man. I really didn't buy it when I started to cross-reference England. Or just call it Europe for all intents and purposes. Europe versus here. And I'm like, wait, these are the same buildings. These are the same designs. They're the same fucking thing. Like, they're, you know, like the White House or the state capitol buildings. And they're all over the world, including Japan and Taiwan and Korea, everywhere. So I'm like, okay. You know, I like my brain was just racing at that point as a researcher. I'm like, wait, they're everywhere? And I'm like, wait a minute. Then I start getting into World Fairs because I'm like, all right. The World Fairs are supposed to be early 1900s, some of these, right? So I'm like, photography, videos were out by then. So I'm like, there's got to be some shit here. And I'm kind of like, I'm the type of guy, even when I started Flat Earth in 2014, I'm the type of guy that's like, get me out of this misery. You know, let me find something. Let me stumble upon something authentic. My eyes can realize, right? I want to see authentic. I want to see them at the World Fairs, you know, whether it's 1902, whether it's 1910, it doesn't matter. There's photographs of fucking everything back then. There's videos of almost everything back then, besides the Holocaust. But anyways, there's videos of so many things back then that I'm like, they have to prove it. It kind of felt the same way as when I was looking into NASA originally in 2014. I'm like, there's got to be videos of them driving in space by now. Now, I wasn't ever into that growing up, so it's not like I would have already known that. I'm just like in my head when I was like trying to debunk Dubai back in the day, like, let me get out of this misery, go to NASA's website and be blown away with the evidence. And it was obviously the opposite. Same thing here. I mean, I'm like, okay. They show them doing a little bit of construction in the World's Fairs for the shitty buildings. Well, yeah, of course. And that's exactly what they did. They took I could kind of say opinion, but it's kind of leaning towards factual now. These World's Fairs were the last of our giant cities. The last of that, you know, that was like one of the big cities in the country or the world at the time. Was this big one here, this big one in St. Louis, these huge cities, these monumental structures that have been there for a while. And they can't rewrite history when history's just right
sitting there. Sitting right in front of your face.
Sitting right in your face and you have no explanation. So what they did was they did construct dozens of buildings for these fairs. And they're usually like, called like the Antarctica Circle. Like, it's usually like the base around the fair where you'll see like this, and I show a little bit of it in the film, but you'll see these just awful looking buildings. Shit that we build today, same shit, just ugly,
right.
Forced, you know, painted on letters. Like, it's so disgusting looking right next to the Tower of Jewels. Like, oh my God. It's like, wait, where are you guys doing this one? Can I see those photos? Like, where is the prisoners, or even if you want to call it in the early 1900s, maybe they did hire a staff or something. Okay, I'll give you that. Where are those photos? Can I see them putting in the statues that are so big standing up? No, they don't. Can I see them painting these beautiful murals by hand? No, they don't show that. So
because like you were talking about
can I
photo
even
manipulation.
See,
the correct. Photo manipulation, the way correct. That you were describing how they're doing it, and I looked into it myself, you can do it to the outside of a building because it's very easy to take like the dome off of a building versus the inside, these things that were so much more intricate and so much more detailed. And the tools, we could do it now, but the tools that they had back then, there's no way.
Well, we could do it now in a sense, but I don't think we could do it the way they did it.
Manipulation we could do now.
Yes. I thought you meant the construction.
Yes. The construction.
Oh,
what the scheisse is up, my fellow conspiracy junkies? Seriously, though, have you guys checked out charismictruestore.com yet? If you haven't, stop what you're doing right now and go check it out, because I am telling you guys right now, if you're looking for truther gear, this is the place that you want to be. I like the store so much that I made this little jingle for it. So, hey, yo, DJ Don't Exist, play that track I like. Biatch! Let's go!
Welcome to the truth. Welcome to the light. Flat Earth revelations. Everything's alright. Clothes that fit your vibe. Medallion shining bright. Stand for what you believe. Join the truth tonight. Charisma Truth Store. Trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. Charisma Truth Store. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. Charisma Truth Store.com. Speaker of the truth, so call. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again.
No, you're right, though. You're right. But for me, it was like, where are the interior shots? That's like what I was missing in this research to like try to stay out of this world. I'm like, all right. There should be as many as all these outer construction photos of the outside of any of these buildings. You just see a bunch of sticks, never a crew around. Once in a while, you'll see one horse. You know, it's like, I just think they do that on purpose. Revelation of method, or just, you know, just piss off. Like, look at our photo we took. They're just hilarious to me. It's like this one horse, this massive thing. And they're just, the whole top is just like, it looks like penciled in, drawn in sticks. Like, and people could be like, no, dude, there's construction. And I look at that as, oh, look, here's a picture of Earth from space. And that's what it is to me now. It's like, that's construction? Okay, can I see the 6th week of this? This looks like day one. You got the 6th week? You have the 6th month? No. Well, then what are we talking about? Where's the progression photos? I want to see it half done. No, it doesn't exist. And they do it so creatively where it's like it's. I went to a lot of museums and stuff, right? Like, especially in Chicago. Chicago has some of the best old world museums. Well, old world buildings. They call them museums now. But I mean, and that's why the guy in the film, the security guard, I didn't pay him anything. He was, you know, what are you guys doing in here with your cameras? And that turned into a befriendship of let's talk on camera. Like, we can.
I could tell that it was legit. And being the security outfit, I was like, oh, cool. This is an organic conversation that took place.
I try to be organic as possible. I don't like scripts. I don't want to tell someone on camera, hey, go back and can you say this? Like, no, man, like talk. I will make the magic happen. You talk. I'm not here to talk. That's not my job. You're here to talk. So talk. Whatever comes out, comes out. Like my lunch break, Kenny, shout out to Kenny. But, you know, the first time I recorded him in Chicago, he was a little nervous. First time ever on camera, ever, ever. So a little nervous.
Oh, well, I thought he crushed it.
No, I know. But the second time around when he was in California and he had his hat on and his shades and stuff, way more comfortable. So there was a lot more content from that than the other. That's why I'm like, you got to come back, bro. I can't. You're too nervous. Your sentences are too short. I need content. You know, you don't got to Dr. Narcolongo me and just go forever. But you need to. I need more content. And I actually went back to see Michelle Gibson for a second time because the audio was horrible the first time. I didn't know. I'm still learning, man, you know, so I'm just only getting better. But I just look at it like this. When I started going into these buildings and seeing it with my own eyes, that's all I needed, man. I'm looking around like there's just no way that even us today, it'd be hard to believe that we built this like right now. And to say that donkey riders back in the day or slaves, none of those two stories make any fucking sense. And then the lack of evidence, lack of photography, lack of construction, next to no construction besides pencil drawings with no one around or, you know, photo manipulation where when you zoom in, you can see them masking around the other building. It's lazy half the time. Now, some of them are pretty. I give it a 98% and I didn't put him in the film. I'm not cherry picking. It's just, look, they manipulated this one pretty good. I saw a couple little errors to know that it's manipulation, but this one did pretty good. That one they didn't. I don't know. That guy got fired that day or something. I'm like, holy shit. Why would this even be in the public eye to take this shit out? But I noticed that when I went to a lot of these museums or even in these old world buildings that have nothing to do with museums, they're just a church now or something else. That's the first thing I did when I walked into any building is I'm like, where's your construction photo of this building? Now, I would say about half of them would go, we don't have any, or there's nothing here. The other half would be like, oh, they're over there. There's a photo on the wall over there. And I'm like, all right, here we go. Let's see what we got. And it's either pencil sticks or I can see the manipulation. I'm like, wait a minute. This is cut and pasted. They're like, well, that's the photo. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? I'm like, okay, are there more? We don't know. You don't know. Okay. You know, again, there's just too many red flags, man. And I'm like, I just got to go all in and figure this out somehow.
Let me ask you this, Sean.
Yeah.
Is it like NASA, or did you actually come across one or two photos that were legit?
Unlike NASA, who has no legit ones. No, I have not. Well, actually, I don't know. I would probably say no, man. I don't think in terms of the old world building, like if it's a building that's pretty much, I'm like, there's signs, man. There's there's signs that you could tell if it's old world. And I'll tell people now, if you go to your local downtown area, wherever you live, just say you live in, you know, I don't know, Oak Brook, Illinois. I just read some random suburb. We'll go, just go to Chicago, go downtown and see all the buildings that look like somehow they're from like the 1700s and they look old and they get this energy when you walk in and you, there's maybe there's organs inside church bell, you know, rose windows. It's stuff that they don't build anymore. Go to those older looking ones. And when you get there, look on the ground, see where the windows are, see where the door frames are. And if you see the top half of a door frame that's sitting on the ground, you got to ask yourself, well, why would that be? And when you look up the official excuse, there is none. And then you get the anti-old world people that'll say, oh, they just put those down there as basement hoppers. Basement hoppers. Okay, let's go to the basement. Oh, it's not open to the public. Of course not. Well, it's not about, could it be a basement hopper window? In some occasions, I'll admit, sure, I'll say, yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they're just, they're little basement windows. And then I go around the other corner of the building, and then there's the top of a door. So I'm done with that now. Now I'm like, okay, no. You're not going to make it. It's the top of the door where my feet are, and you could tell this building goes under the ground for God knows how long. And now I come to this conclusion that, you know, whenever, if it was a reset or whatever cataclysm happened, I wasn't there. It can only be speculation. But my speculating is like, you know, we're up, man. Like we've been raised up on this new level of Earth, and we're sitting on our ancients. We're sitting on, like, I feel like a lot of these buildings, even ones that are new, like a new sky rise in some downtown, if you chop the bottom of that building off, what's underneath is old world still. They blew these buildings up. I think they had direct energy weapons for a very long time. I think that they applied these direct energy weapons to electrostatic crafts, UFOs. Electrostatic crafts they had back then, they also had airships. So I think that when it came to torching a city to reset it and repopulate it, they just fucking torched it with direct energy weapons, called it a day. Because these are all stone and brick facilities. These are all beautifully made marble, like gold and shit. Like, you, a forest fire can't take that down. That's why your fireplace inside your home is brick or stone or you know, because it won't burn. It won't burn your house down. That's why, you know.
I'm sure you're aware, but every object, everything has a sitting energy frequency, and it resonates. Sitting resident.
Everything's electric.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you're able to match what that sitting frequency is in an object, it actually destroys itself. So that they've actually had to calculate like what sitting vibration bridges are and shit like that when they're building them so that they don't just fall in on each other and shit like that. And I'm wondering if the a type of direct energy weapon that they have, because we know they have a heart attack gun, and that is basically the same thing. And I'm wondering if they can match the frequency of these buildings, because in your film, you laid out that it takes 2,000 degrees to even begin to burn stone, which is fucking impossible. We're talking about even hotter than the steel beams on 9/11. And right. So as I was watching this, and I've been doing some research into the, like, what sitting frequencies are in certain objects and things, and I'm like wondering, like, did they use these? Did they use direct energy weapons on these in different types, or did they just go and blast the fuck out of these places? Because a lot of the stuff that you show in your film looks like a war zone. And I think you even say that in your film.
It does, man. It you know, listen, whoever's listening to this, or maybe they don't even know what we're talking about yet, doesn't matter. Just do me a favor and look at whatever city you live in, okay? Cincinnati, Detroit, Los Angeles, San Diego, it doesn't matter. St. Louis, doesn't matter. Look up your city. Your city was lit on fire in the late 1800s to the early 1900s, that time zone. Your city, I don't care who you are watching. You're not gonna beat me in this. I guarantee your city burned down. And I guarantee You weren't taught about it in school, unless you live in Chicago, because the whole country was taught one. That's how you eliminate the rumors. You eliminate the intelligence of this all, of understanding. It's like, well, if every city burned down, then we would know about it. Do you? Look it up. It did. So once you realize that your city burned down and you realize you were only taught Chicago.
Right. Don't you think that that would be something that they, yeah, that would be something that they should teach you in your town. And I've also noticed I went in, cause I'm close to Carson City. So I went and took a look at the, building, the Capitol building down there. Yeah. And I didn't look to see if there was any photos. I'm going to go back down there and take a look at that too. But my daughter is in France right now and she's been sending me stuff and, you know, in your video, you point this out, but all the fucking Capitol buildings look the same. And it makes me wonder if that's where they decided our state capitals will be. Because fuck, why would Sacramento be the capital of California when you have LA, California, and San Diego? You know, yeah, it.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. They could really, they kind of chose it by that way. Kind of like you said, I mean, they looked at this building being this size. Let's make it the capital of this state. They're all over the place. So those are the capitals. And then they're like, look at it, these massive ones. Now, again, they got rid of, I'd say, 80% of the buildings in the country. So 80% are not here anymore. The whole country was filled with them, guys. This country was already here. There was no Columbus discovered a damn thing. Fuck that. Even the Indians were here. It's all ass backwards. Slave, black slave. Hold on. They say black slaves were brought here from Africa. It literally couldn't be the more opposite, man. The Moors were already here. The black Americans, there was white Americans and black Americans. They were already here. Okay. And that's the one thing that blows my mind is that the Rockefellers, the power they had to rewrite history, including the slave ship and all this shit. It's all for systemic racism. So whites and blacks have a reason to not like each other when it's a lie. I'm sorry. It's a lie. And if anyone, hopefully this isn't on YouTube, but I'm just going to say this. If anyone were slave owners, it was Jews. It was not white people. From what I've researched, I'm sorry, man. And Lord Jamar is in this film. Lord Jamar told me that there was way more black people in America than anyone will ever know. And that what they actually did was they removed a ton of black people from this land and actually brought them to Africa. So everything we're taught is the opposite. It doesn't stop with slavery. I'm sorry.
No shit. I got to get that guy on. And he was great in the fucking film, too. Do you think this has anything? Because you brought up the Moors. There's also the Collins, which I believe is Columbus's, is from Columbus. And do you think that these bloodlines have anything to do with these buildings?
Man, or do I don't you? Know. That's a good question, man. I kind of think differently about where these buildings, how they got there. And who made them and who lived in them. I'm pretty sure at this point that there were giants and this was just their home, man. These were their homes. These were their businesses. These were their places of worship, frequencies. They were all about frequencies back then and vibrations. They would resonate throughout the city. They would play the organs to clean your soul, clean your organs. They'd have these. Now that they're called churches, people want to look at these old buildings and go, oh, that's just an old house of worship. The fuck it's – no one did – no offense to any Abrahamic religion believers, but nobody believed in that back then. Nobody believed in any of these books. I'm sorry. They just didn't. Okay? That's another Rockefeller twist. They didn't believe in that. They believed in what Nikola Tesla kind of did, kind of frequencies, energy, vibration. But they would actually have the building to pull in the ether, which is why you have those transponders on top. They would pull down the energy, be free energy, and it was free and wireless energy. And when I tell people this outside of – if they didn't see the film, you got to see the film because – I have real footage in this film in San Francisco, early 1900s, of them with wireless energy trolleys. Why would they take a technology like wireless trolleys and go, you know what? We're going to put a wire on it and wire it throughout the city and make everything ugly. Well, it's a two-part reason. One, so you don't know it used to be free energy. You don't want that. And two, because it is ugly. It's the point of our architecture today is so ugly. It's because God, you know, created a beautiful earth. You're supposed to represent it. You're supposed to go, thank you, God, for this earth. Look what we built for you. Let's share ether. Let's talk to one another. Let's resonate and vibrate together. Let me show you the beauty that humans can do, or giants. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about some evil Nephilims, guys. Those are a little bit different to me. I'm talking about just 12-foot people like us, 15-foot people that are like us, big hearts, big souls. And they loved our creator way more than this world does. And they represented the creator with beautiful representation of it. Why are our architecture ugly and disgusting today? It's on purpose. They know exactly what they're doing. They're doing this to God. They're doing this to the earth. And that's exactly why they don't build like that anymore. I don't even know if they could, man. And I think they could in a sense of like trying to replicate some of this stuff. It might take some time. They don't really know exactly how to do it the way the ancients did. But it's never good. To me, it would never be the same as those original buildings. But Bat,
so
real quick.
On that point,
go ahead.
On that point, we're going to be able to get to see that. Because if you remember 5 years ago, they said that the Cathedral of Notre Dame burnt down. Imagine that. Now, I just recently found out because my daughter sent me this video and I uploaded it to show you. And it is a cathedral all lit up and resonating these sounds. It's fucking amazing. But it looks like the Cathedral of Notre Dame. And I was like, Kalea, what is that? And she said, oh, there's actually 9 cathedrals of the Notre Dame. And this is one of them. The one that's being rebuilt is down the street. She sent me a picture of that. We'll be able to see if they can replicate it or not, because apparently they're trying to rebuild it. I wonder what they were destroying it, what was in there they were trying to get to. Why did they fucking destroy it? But check this out, Sean. My daughter sent me this, and she this is what she saw the other night. This is fucking awesome. Okay. All right, here we go. So it's just a little quick, but
I've seen it.
That's like the closest I think we can come to how it would have been back then.
When you look at the old world's fairs, it looked even better than that with the free electricity. I mean, it was wireless electricity back then. There was no, like, when did they dig all these wires up and start? I mean, we're told electricity was like, what, late 1800s, early 1900s, where maybe 1910, 1920, when it was more common in everyone's house and stuff. And like, you know, some of these fairs were from the 1870s, 1880s. They're fully lit. They're fully displayed. And they lit up the whole city. So it was all this technology was already here. And with everything, we steal technology. We reverse engineer it. We sell it back to the public for a lot of money, or we completely withhold it. And they withheld a lot of the technology that they have. I mean, obviously, they took airships away. And I think the main reason they took airships away, because that might be, if not, I mean, maybe not the only, but definitely one of, if not the only way to go travel and see more land, to see what's really out.
So I have the Zeppelins. Here. Yeah, absolutely. I have these in my notes. And so to me, these are like...
See junkies, you like garlic? Then get ready for the flavor explosion. That's Flavors of the Forest.
Let's go.
Chef Nelson's in the kitchen, got the garlic on lock. Freeze-dried magic, watch them red pills drop. From a campfire chat to a taste so real. Bigfoot breath, nah, it's the real deal. No more fake powders, just raw garlic dust. Sprinkle it on pizza, it's a flavor you can trust. They went wild for it, said put it in a jar. Now it's Flavors of the Forest. We're going hard. FlavorsForest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands should retire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. You better grab it, don't you miss it, gotta have it.
flavorsforest.com. Taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste buds alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it. Grab it. Matt and Nelson, they started with a dream. Flavor so fresh, call it Garlic Dream Team. From the restaurant kitchen to your backyard grill, flavors of the forest, even with your pill. Wood-fired pizza, eggs at the dawn. This garlic's got your back, you know you're not wrong. Get the jar, pop the top, and taste the seed. Raw garlic dust is the best you've ever seen. Flavorsforest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands should retire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Miss it, gotta have it. Flavorsforest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste buds alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. From a campfire joke to a garlic revolution, flavors of the forest is the perfect solution. Bigfoot breath, that flavor we serve. This raw garlic magic is my motherfucking word. So grab your jar, order yours right now. Flavors of the forest make the mother chefs bow. Garlic that's raw and it's all for you. 25% off, code RABBIT, that's the move. Flavorsforest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands call me sire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Don't you miss it, gotta have it. Flavorsforest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. Flavors of the forest, it's not just garlic. It's a flavor journey, you're gonna love it. Promo code RABBIT, get yours now. Flavors of the forest, make your taste buds wow. Flavorsforest.com, winter 40 brewers, no conspiracy. Boom.
Fuck, dude, a mind of its own.
It's all good. Right,
to me, these things were like the cruise ships from back in the day, you know, like, but instead of the sea, you're on land. So I'm sure people planned out
in
these
the sky,
vacations.
Yeah.
Yes. So vacations in the sky, basically. And bro, I didn't really know about this. So once again, your movies always, I wouldn't say have a plot twist, but you like always throw in a surprise tie-in. And that was your surprise tie-in with me, because I already knew about the wireless trolleys, the self-parking cars, the electric scooters and shit like that. I never really looked into the Zeppelins. And then when you started unfolding the whole story of the Zeppelins and then showed that guy who was obviously fake fucking crying, as it was in my opinion, he was fake crying. But all I could think of was the Challenger.
Yes. No, I'm glad you said that. That's exactly why I put that into the movie. And I think there's some people that think that like that was like a real event. Like he was really crying and sad and stuff. It's like, really, man, like it sounds so staged. And then you got like guys walking and then running and like it just looks so fake. So I kind of put that in there without any context of that it was fake. I want to let people decide for themselves. That's why I didn't say shit. I didn't narrate about that part. I just because I narrated this film.
I wanted to ask you about that as well.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What made you decide to narrate this one? Not saying that Victoria doesn't do a fucking amazing job, because she does. She does an amazing job.
I'll tell you the raw truth of that.
All right.
Raw truth. Personal.
Love it.
Raw. Eddie Bravo talked me into it because he told me, he's like, man, all your films you make, it's like, you know, they're so good. And it's like you need to stand out more. Like you are a legend and people need to know who you are. So he goes, I'm only advising that you narrate one of your own films moving forward, because then it really kind of, it gives you that like credence, you know, and it just got in my head in a sense where, and usually I'm especially with Eddie nowadays with Trump and stuff, we're always arguing. So usually I'm like, oh, bullshit. Yeah. Okay. You know, and, but like, I took that advice and I'm like, all right, man. I'm like, you know, that makes sense. And then I talked to the wife, cause of course she would have done it. And, yeah. And she was supportive, you know, she's like, yeah, that makes sense. You should. So I was like, all right. And I actually went to a recording studio to record my vocals. I didn't want to do it on my own you know, budget setup. Like, I just went to a real recording studio for $200 and laid it down in two takes, and that was that. So,
it sounded great. I was shocked when I sat down to watch it. I'm like, oh shit, he's talking.
Yeah.
So it was very cool.
Yeah. Well, it's my story, my vision of all this old world stuff. So it was a better fit. Stu was going to do it for me if I wanted him to. I mean, Stu Peters was going to do it because he came and saved the day, man. I had a fundraiser started for Old World Order, and it wasn't like the Flat Earth ones. It was very slow. People were very slow to just give a couple bucks. So I was like, I can't travel unless my fundraiser goes up a little. And it's not like I have a 9-to-5 to cash in and go get my own flights. Like, without the help, I don't have shit. So I was just kind of not paranoid, but I was like, fuck, like, what am I supposed to do? I went on Sam Tripoli's show. That, you know, they're always very supportive of me. So another like maybe $1,200 came that week for donations from his audience. And then I booked my two flights and hotels. And then I was like, okay, I got like 5 or 6 more flights. I just got to wait. And I was waiting for a while. And in the process of waiting, Stu Peters called me to, you know, he wanted to do another film. And I'm like, I'm already making a film, bro. I can't do another film. I'm right in the middle of my own film. And he's like, well, what's the holdup? And I'm like, I told him the funding. I'm like, no one's donating right now. Like it used to be, it was pretty quick. Like, usually my films are $30,000 budget just for travel, hotel, and a car rental when I'm traveling and stuff. Like, that's literally all it is. I mean, I might be able to eat a few meals from that too, if I'm lucky, but it's not for me to go buy clothes or something. Like, it's just right to make the film. It's bare minimum, bare bones. And he came in and helped me out and said, look, I'll cover the rest. I'll do this. I'll give you this as well. Let's team up because I want you to do the next one. And we just dropped the next one. And I don't know if we're going to have room to talk about it on this, but, yeah, I agreed to that. And he's a good guy. I talked to him for a long time. I know he's very misunderstood in the world, but, I get along with him great, and he was there for me. And he helped me out and got this film out, and it released on a bigger network. You know, I mean, Stu Peters has way more followers than me. Let's just be real. He's all over the place. He's got, you know, almost a million Twitter followers. He's got more than 500,000 on Rumble. I mean, he's been doing big. His YouTube used to be huge till they took it down. But even his website, right. I've seen his analytics. His website's huge. A lot of people go to his websites. He's on DirecTV, Dish Network. So I'm like, okay, what about delivering the Old World Order to a bigger audience? And the key to all this for me was, I don't even know how he did this, but like, he's like, hey, let me take care of the rest of your flights. Let me help you out with a little bit of pocket money to get this done. And we're going to release it for free. I'm like, what? I'm like, I can't even release it for free. If I got the fundraiser filled like quickly, right, like normal, right? If it's just filled up, and I got all my flights done, I got all my recordings done, and I come back home and edit for a few months until the film's done, I still have to rent it out for $5 to pay my bills. Like, that was just traveling. The fundraiser was to help me travel and record. When the film comes out, I need to eat. So like I've always done, I put it out for $5 in high def, and then it'll be free in standard def. I've always done that because the truth should be free. But I let people support me if they want to hear the uncensored 4K version. You got to pay $5. That's how I eat. That's the only way I eat to this day. But he came in with a good deal for me, and I was like, okay, this is beyond fair. And before I even heard it was going to be free, it was fair. And then he's like, yeah, we release it on my network for free. I'm like, that's my dream, bro. I'm like, I can make, so you're telling me right now, like, I can travel, make this film, put a little bit of food money in my pocket, and I can still tell the world it's free? Like, I thought that was an impossibility, and he made it possible. So then I'm like, okay, man, what's this next film? I'm your guy. And we did pretty much the same deal. Stu Peters Network, Sean Hibbler Film. We're just teaming up right now but now with this latest film, he lost all of his sponsors. So, Yeah. I'm sure you don't know about it yet, do you?
No, wait. The new one that you just made or Old World Order?
Right. We just released a new film a week ago. It's already got...
Well, what is it?
It's already got 4 million views on X.
I don't know anything about this. Where the fuck have I been?
Are you on YouTube right now? Because you could get censored for even playing the trailer.
No, I got kicked off of YouTube a long time ago, and people were like, get back on YouTube.
Go to X.
All right.
It's all right. Hey, your audience will appreciate this. Just wait for the wait. Just chill. We're gonna get this. All right. The audience is probably like, what did they make? All right, well, we'll see. I apologize in advance to any super, super religious people. And one religion.
I've never looked at X on my computer, so hang on. It's just X.com, right?
Twitter.com. I hate even saying X. I even apologize for fucking saying it out loud.
Oh.
Twitter.com.
That's funny. He hasn't changed that, huh?
You can still, I mean, well, it's common sense. You don't want to get rid of that right now, dude. Most of the world still knows it as Twitter. You want people going there.
I'm sorry. It's taken forever for this to open. I don't know why.
Don't worry, man. It'll be worth it.
I believe you.
I hope.
Okay. Damn it. It wants me to sign in.
You want me to share?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Because I don't know my login. It's just on my phone. Which sucks because,
I'll do it.
Okay, cool.
I'll do it. Hold on. Present video file. Actually, I could just play the actual trailer. I'll just play the regular. The teaser trailers are a little bit more crazy, but I'll just show you the official trailer for now.
Love it.
This is actually the official trailer's the least offensive one out of four teaser trailers I made in an official trailer. I'll just play the official trailer.
I won't be offensive.
No, it's not about that. It's just to point even your audience. Like, this is the most non-offensive one, so I might as well play it. All right, hold on. Wrong drive. Hold on. Sorry, guys.
No, you're good. I'm on the edge of my fucking seat right now, bro. Like, I have no idea what this is going to be about.
I'm glad you don't know.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel. Look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle.
Is it too stuttery?
No, I can hear everything. And then once I end this recording, StreamYard will clean everything up.
Okay. All right. Because it's like stuttery on my end. But I could play a YouTube link if that's better. But I'll just play. If anything, you could put it over this later or something.
Yeah.
Fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God, go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
So sorry if that was very stuttery, but I would just suggest everyone go to X, go to Twitter, and go to Stu Peters' Twitter. He's got the full film up for free right now. It actually starts with that trailer. So when you hit play on the video on his that he pinned, it's got like 4 million hits already. You'll see
it'll start
with that trailer, and then the film starts. And it's about an hour and 45-minute film. We sat down with Dan Bilzerian. We sat down with Ken O'Keefe. We sat down with Arthur Quan Lee, Cynthia McKinney, Sam Parker. These are former governor, you know, state reps and all that, that are pretty much whistleblowing on Israel now. So, you know, this is something that Stu came out of pocket for this budget, is because he lost his sponsors, man. I'm just being honest with you. I mean, Goldco was his biggest sponsor through Died Suddenly, even through Old World Order. I mean, they were helping out the funding and everything. So, you know, he got paid a certain amount of money to make films every year. And he started to have me as his producer to get these done quickly and efficiently and make good films. Old World Order was the first one we did. So he wanted to do Occupy. It's called Occupied. And I'm like, okay, let me hear the gist of it. He told me about, you know, the Talmud and the eight genders and all this shit that's being forced on America now, the dual citizenship in the White House. And I'm like, oh, I know about all this shit. And then, of course, we get into Adolf Hitler in the movie. We get into the Bolshevik Revolution in the movie. A lot of stuff that's kind of like off, you know, you can't talk about that. I mean, we get into this in this film. You know, once the teaser trailer came out, I wish it didn't stutter, because I would just easily play one of the teaser trailers that probably got him banned, but it's just going to stutter probably. So one of the teaser,
if you want, I can throw them on after production.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
my audience is cool, with the exception of, I would just like to say to all the people that started listening from the last episode with Patriot Barbie, all the mega MAGA. She is a mega MAGA star. So all of you people that just came on, I love you. Thank you for listening. And it was nice having you here. I'm sure you all just left.
Are we live?
No, we're not live, but I'm not going to edit any of this shit out. So yeah, I'm sure all the people that just came on from that show, they're probably like, oh, fuck this guy.
Well, why are they all Jewish?
No, I'm just saying, you know, I have a lot of MAGA friends, and I was even in the MAGA and Q movement for a long time myself. And when I jumped off, I noticed a lot of people got really pissed off at me. And if you say anything bad about Trump, they get fucking, it's Trump derangement syndrome works on both sides of the coin. Let's just say that.
Well, this is what I say about that is, you can like Trump, but if you deny his dual citizen handpicked selections, not even in 2016, but look at who he just put in now, especially Mark Rubio. He's one of the biggest Israeli puppets of all time. I don't agree with anyone he's putting in office. I mean, there's a couple guys that are cool. Like, I don't mind them. But the majority of even who he's talking about now, it's pretty obvious to me. And I think he's just going to make a deal with Netanyahu. I think that he, by the way, Netanyahu's not his real name. It's like Molozanski. It's a Polish. He's Polish. He changed his last name. You guys looked it up on your own. But it's public. His real last name is public. You can look it up. He's a fake Jew. A lot of these guys are fake Jews. And we go over that in the film. I mean, I made this film to be not racist. And the only people that are racist in this film are the ones they call themselves, you know, Jews, I guess, that they don't like Gentiles. They don't like, we're animals to them. We're all going to be their slaves and all this. Like, it's not a bunch of talking heads hailing Hitler in this movie. It is Jewish people explaining their book that they worship, that we are pieces of shit, and that, you know, if you're not a Jew, you're an animal. And it's okay to have sex with three-year-olds, and there's eight genders, and all this shit. And we wonder where it comes from. Why is the world the way it is?
Well, I'm sure you guys can tell where this is about to go. And, man, I just want to give a fucking huge shout-out to Sean Hibbler for everything that he does over there. He is truly fearless. The guy was the first one out there talking about Michael Jackson faking his death. And he was out there in a boat, like just a tiny little fisherman boat, in this huge ocean of fucking giant fish, making fun of him, for this claim. And then he goes out and he is like one of the faces of the flat earth movement. And nobody woke up in the morning and they were just like, I think I'm going to be a flat earther. You know, nobody ever said that. It comes with humiliation, and it comes with knowing that the truth is more important than fitting in or conforming to what other people want you to think or fitting in with the norm. And so, you know, with that being said, I just want to give a huge shout out to everybody also that has been listening to White Rabbit from the beginning, and also a huge shout out to the people that are just coming on board and finding me for the first time. You guys mean the world to me. Thank you so much. If you guys want the rest of this episode, head on over to rockfin.com, look up White Rabbit Podcast, and it will be there for free just for you guys. The rest of this, unedited, uncensored, and you get the video. So head on over there. And guys, I'm going to end this the way that I always do. Keep digging down those rabbit holes.
Catalyst Jones, Mad Hatter, minds blown. Down the rabbit hole where the truth's unknown. Flat earth, twist your mind like I'm throwing stones. MK Ultra, secrets carved in ancient bones. NASA's in the basement, underground control. Hollywood puppets playing their role. Secret societies where whispers roam. Jones in the matrix chasing clues alone. Welcome conspiracy junkies, let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy junkies, break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows dwell. Illuminati switch flips, worlds in a script. Deep state mindset, feel the power grip. Jones connecting dots, no slip of the lip. Exposing layers while truth's fingertips drip. Moon landings questioned, are we on the grid? Aliens, crop circles, what they never did. Catalyst Jones, knowledge under the lid. Breaking chains of secrets that the system hid. Welcome conspiracy junkies, let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy junkies, break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows dwell. Illuminati switch flips, worlds in a script. Deep state mindset, feel the power grip. Jones connecting dots, no slip of the lip. Exposing layers while truth's fingertips drip. Moon landings questioned, are we on the grid? Aliens, crop circles, what they never did. Catalyst Jones, knowledge under the lid. Breaking chains of secrets that the system hid. Welcome conspiracy junkies, let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy junkies, break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows dwell. Welcome conspiracy junkies, let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy junkies, break the shell.